Brian Bishop is founder and executive director of Outfets, that historically is marching in the upcoming Boston St. Patrick's Day parade, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Tell us about Outfets.
Outfets is a group of veterans, LGBT veterans, who came together to organize a group that honors the service and sacrifice of LGBT veterans, their families, and their allies. The group actually is brand new. We just incorporated here in the Commonwealth in September of 2014. And basically we organized this group because we realized that LGBT veterans are a severely underrepresented group within the veterans community. We're non-political, we're non-partisan, we have no political agendas whatsoever. Our main agenda is to identify LGBT veterans and to ensure that they receive the benefits and services that they deserve based on their service. We are open to everyone. We are totally inclusive. Whether you're a gay veteran or a straight veteran or you're a family member, a friend, or just someone who wants to work with veterans and to help veterans, we open up our ranks to you. Our only caveat is that only veterans can serve on the board and only veterans can march in certain parades. In any pride parade, all members are allowed to march.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
I think a lot of it came from serving in the military. I was in the Air Force for 20 years. And I lived through the pre-Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I lived through Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And then I retired before I actually got to enjoy the No More Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And you can tell everybody phase, which our service members are enjoying today. And throughout my career, I was fortunate enough to be in organizations where the commanders didn't care if you were gay or straight. They just cared whether or not you did your job and you did it to the best of your ability. But I did have friends who were discharged because they were gay. I had friends who were bullied in their service and were either driven out or just, you know, suffered through it to get through it so they could retire or to just get that honorable discharge. But what really got me was when I started working for the city back in 2013, my boss and I, who is now the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Francisco Arguerena, and I were talking, and he says, you know, being an LGBT veteran is something I know nothing about, and I want you to help me understand what LGBT veterans need. And it just started like that. It was a conversation between he and I. And then I started talking to some of my friends who are also LGBT veterans. And we're like, you know what? We really need to get out there and find these people because, A, their story needs to be told because they had honorable service. They sacrificed themselves for this country. Some of them made it through, like myself, and some of them didn't. And then some of them actually gave the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives for the defense of this country. And their stories need to be told. So that was how it started. That's how we got into talking about how we can help veterans and do it in such a way that honors their service and sacrifice but has no political agenda. And so far, so good. It's working very well. It's very well received. And we have straight people who have joined us as well, which is really making it great. And some of our other veteran service organizations, such as the American Legion, support us. It was the American Legion who gave us the green light to march in the Veterans Day Parade in November, which was groundbreaking. It was the first time an openly gay veterans group marched in any Veterans Day Parade in the city of Boston. And our name just keeps going up and up and up, and that's what we want to do. We want to let people know that we're here to help veterans and nothing more.
What would you like to accomplish with Outfets?
The biggest accomplishment that we could hope for at this point in our infancy would be to just get the awareness out there that there are LGBT veterans. There are LGBT veterans who deserve to be honored, that their stories need to be told, that we are put in the same ranks as the American Legion, the VFW, those established veteran service organizations, that Outfets becomes just an offshoot of those, standing totally on their own, but really geared toward the LGBT community. In addition to the LGBT side of what we do, which is our main focus, that is our main mission statement, but also to help all veterans. That is an all-inclusive issue. A veteran is a veteran is a veteran. Whether you're gay or straight, you raised your right hand, you took an oath, you deserve to be honored for that. And that's our biggest accomplishment. What we're going to do is really elevate the LGBT veteran community and just let people know, A, that we exist. That's been called into question. And we want those stories to be told so people can see how much the LGBT community has dedicated and devoted to the defense of this country. A country who didn't even recognize them in the past, had not given them the honor and the respect that they deserved. That's what we want to do. That's our number one accomplishment. This group was not organized and created to march in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Outfets is going to go on whether or not we march in that parade or not. But however, it is a veterans parade. So therefore, LGBT veterans deserve to be there. I took a different route than a lot of people that I had talked to before had taken. I kept the politics out of it. I didn't talk to any of the politicals at all about this. I went to them after someone who had worked with them came to me on Veterans Day and said, you need to go talk to these people because it's time for a change. And I said, okay, fine. And I went to the commander of the Allied War Council, and he and I sat down, and we had a nice long talk, and then I went to the council themselves and talked to them. And I basically told them, I said, we are all veterans here, every single one of us. And what is it about my service is less, is the character of my service is less than yours just because of my sexuality. It's something that personal. It has nothing to play in it. I raised my hand. I supported the Constitution of the United States of America. I defended this country. I deserve the same respect as you do. And at the end of the day, they tried to kick us out, but at the end of the day, we prevailed. It was a close vote. It was 5-4. But the amount of support that we've gotten from the governor to the mayor to the guy on the street has been overwhelming. And like I said before, you know, we're going to do it, but we're not doing it because we're trying to make a statement that, hey, you know, we're gay and we get to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade. We're doing it because we're veterans and we deserve to be there. But also, we want to, once again, bring awareness to thousands of LGBT veterans out there who served this country and deserve to be recognized for that service.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment is, I put it this way, every person in this country deserves to be treated fairly and equally. Now, to say that, everybody's like, yeah, but does it ever happen? You know, I do everything in my power to ensure that I treat everyone with dignity and respect and equally as the best I can. I mean, I come from North Carolina. I come from a place where there is no equality, racially, socioeconomically, you know, whether you're gay or straight, it doesn't matter. I mean, the bigots run wild down there. But living here for the past 25 years, I've moved beyond that. And I think that my commitment to LGBT civil rights is the fact that we just keep going. We've won some major, major battles, but we haven't won the war. And I think that struggle is something that we continue to do every day. But as I said before, I don't have a political pull in that. My commitment to LGBT civil rights is that LGBT veterans are honored for the services they gave to this country. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't get into the activism side of it other than that one agenda, and that is to honor the service and sacrifice of LGBT veterans and all veterans. But that's where I draw the line.
With gay marriage once again headed to the U.S. Supreme Court, what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I would like to see the words gay marriage go away and it's just marriage. That's what I'd love to see. That we're not sitting here fighting over something as stupid as, you know, you questioning my love for another person. The fact of the matter remains here, and the most important thing, in my opinion, is the fact that I do love someone. And the fact that people can sit there and judge me based on that because I don't subscribe to some ideology that they might have, it's ridiculous. And it wastes a lot of people's time, a lot of people's energy and everything. It takes away from the whole fact is that we all share this planet. We're all mortals. We're all going to live. We're all going to die. But while we're here, why don't we just do something good for people instead of sitting there, you trying to tell me why, you know, the person that I love or my relationship is less valuable than yours. We can get past all of that rhetoric and get back to actually living our lives and being productive members of society. That's a win. But, you know, like I said before, I'm an idealist. I always try to look at the good in everything. But that's what I would like to see. Just have marriage. Just have relationships. That's what we need. And that's a win for us all.
How can people get information about Outvets?
We are active on Facebook. We're active on Twitter. And you can also go to www.outvetsamerica.org. That's our website. We really encourage people to go to the website and to sign up because everything that we do, we send out mass emails. We let people know what's happening. Right now, the Boston chapter is the initial one. But we're already getting calls from places like Texas and California and Florida who want to start Outvets chapters in their local areas. And hopefully, by the end of 2016, we'll have a chapter in every state.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish people would ask me, what really is Outvets? What is your main motivation? And as I said before, and I keep saying this like a broken record because I want people to understand it, it's like Outvets is created to honor the service and sacrifice of LGBT veterans, their families, and their allies. But I also want them to ask me, why? Why are you doing this? And it just goes right back to our mission statement, to form awareness. But it's also to have a good time, too. You know, this is just not all community service work. There's a I retired, it's like that goes away. It's gone. Nobody cares. But OutVets is an organization where we can bring everybody back to the fold, no matter what service you served in, no matter what era you served in. But it's that camaraderie and that esprit de corps that makes us unique. People who have given their lives and sacrificed for their country and maybe weren't recognized for it, maybe they were. But it's just that opportunity for us to get together and be a family again. And that's what I want people to really ask us. It's like, you know, what are you doing? Well, that's what we're doing. We're honoring service, but we're having a hell of a good time doing it.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
My favorite quote, or if you say a mantra, is something my great-grandmother told me a long time ago when I was a little kid. And she says, just take everything one day at a time. And I've lived it, because sometimes we try to think so far ahead that we kind of lose sight of today. She would say to me that live every day as though it's your last, because tomorrow's not promised to you. And I used to think it was kind of morbid, but she's absolutely right. Sometimes we get so caught up in what's going down the road that we forget to just enjoy the life that we have today and how we can actually affect other people. You know, I take that to that next level. At the end of the day, I look in the mirror and I say, did I do something to help someone today? And most days I can say yes, some days I don't. But